We are Mirtz Hashem today completing the sixth chapter of Shara Bitochen, and the Mechaber writes as follows, V'hashishi, the sixth response that we can give an individual who, again, wants this collateral from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, K'emekabu mashka mechadero, person accepts collateral from his friend, he says, Ilu haya barlo shifra eu kodim zmano, v'igmeleu tachas hamtanoso, interesting idea. Imagine for a moment, I lend Reuven $1,000. So in a general sense, I'd want to take a mashka, I want to take a collateral. Well, imagine for a moment that Reuven is going to repay his debt before the due date, right? Before the loan is due. And not only that, but Reuven is going to pay me double. All right, leaving aside the ribbis, leaving aside the interest considerations. But Reuven is going to go ahead and pay me double the amount that he owes me. Double the amount that he owes me. So under those circumstances, again, and he's going to, because he appreciates the fact that I'm waiting for the money, that I have to, I'm delayed. So certainly I would never take a collateral in such a situation like that. If I knew that he's going to pay me early, and I know that he's going to pay me double, of course I wouldn't take collateral. Meaning, the idea being what? Collateral is something you take when there's a lack of security about the person you are lending to. But if halacha lemaisa, again, I'm sure that the person I'm lending to is a trustworthy individual, not only trustworthy, but is going to go above and beyond to make good. There's no need for any kind of collateral. So when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we know how good HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us and how abundant His kindness is to us, both in the past as well as contemporarily. And ultimately, again, He repays us for our acts of charity and service with a reward that cannot be grasped by the human intellect and certainly cannot be articulated. As the pasuk says, no, nor speaking about the reward for the world to come. No eye has ever seen it, and no one is prepared besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu to know what is waiting for us. Certainly it's inappropriate for me to take collateral from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, such a beautiful idea, right? We want all of this like advance. I want this collateral. I want this security from Hashem. Meanwhile, you can imagine on a human level, if you're lending money to someone and you have such faith in this person, and you know he's going to pay you early, and he's going to give you more than he owes you, of course I'm not taking collateral from such a person. Alachas kama bakama HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, who always comes through in dramatic ways more than we could ever contemplate, and who always repays us more than what we're owed, not that we're owed anything, but always pays us more than what we're owed, so to speak. Alachas kama bakama, I don't need the collateral. I don't need to wait until I have all of my future material security before embarking in on my religious or spiritual endeavors. He goes on, Vashvi, the seventh response to such a person who wants collateral from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so this is very important. This flips it. So remember again, when do you take collateral from a person? When you, the lender or the giver, knows that you could furnish that which the borrower is asking. For example, if I'm going to lend Reuven $1,000, so I go to Reuven, and say, Reuven, I want the mashkin, I want the collateral. Right? That's fine, except I better make sure I have $1,000. If I don't have the money, or I don't have the merchandise, right? I don't have what to give. Then at the end of the day, I can't take collateral if I can't go ahead and provide the principal. This is incredible. So listen to how amazing this is. So I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bracha, for collateral, before I've earned it. Not that I ever really earn it, but I'm going to ask him for some type of advance or some type of security. But who's to say I could come through with the expectations that he has of me? In other words, imagine, I want to lend, right? Reuven wants $1,000. And I say, sure, no problem. Go ahead and give me the collateral. And you know what? I don't have $1,000, but I'm going to go out and find it. I'll work a little bit. I'll borrow a little bit. I'll do a whole bunch of stuff. I'm sure some way, somehow, I'll be able to find it. It's a craziness. Craziness. You can't take collateral if you don't know that you have the principal, that you have what to lend, that you have what to give. And yet, how many times in life, says the Mechaber, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for collateral, so to speak, right? I ask him for future financial security before engaging in present spiritual service. But yet, I'm asking for collateral, but I'm not even sure that I could provide the principal. I'm not even sure that I could come through on the basic expectations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has of me. I don't know that I have the ability to repay with my service, because first of all, I already owe, right? There's already avoda that I owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I have not come through on. So I don't know if I could satisfy my old debts, let alone make good on my current ones. Because here's the amazing part. In other words, even for me to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu what it is that he expects of me, or what it is that I should be giving him, I need Hashem's help for that also. It's not like I'm self-sufficient in any real way that I can make guarantees about anything. What an overwhelming idea. So to a certain degree, how wild is it that sometimes we demand these, when I say demand, I use that word lightly, but we demand that collateral of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, give me everything I need to be financially secure and safe for the future, and then I'll engage in spiritual service. But that statement presupposes that you'll be able to pay your debts towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But who amongst us could ever know with certainty that we'll be able to pay our debts? Number one, we don't know physically if we'll be able to do so. And number two, I don't know time-wise how much time I have on this earth. How much time do I actually have to be able to pay those debts? Therefore, it makes no sense to take that collateral from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimo she'amar echa min hachasidim b'tish b'chosav, as one of the pious men said in his praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yaf ha'maskil ha'yodea oschalo b'maaseh yishalo, even an intellectual who knows you does not glorify in his actions. Ki im b'shimcha u'barachamecha she'achinosa levavo ladas oscha. Rather, he praises your name, your mercy, because you prepared his heart so that it is able to know you. Ki b'cha yitztiku v'yishalo kozer Yisrael le'mor. For through you and your help, all of Klal Yisrael will be found righteous and praised. As the Pasuk says, Be'elokim hilalnu kol hayom v'shimcha li'olam nodasel. We have gloried in God all day long, and we will forever praise your name. So the idea being, the Chassid understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my ability even to pay the debts of life, so to speak, right? My ability to perform what's on me, what's obligatory upon me, I can't even guarantee that I can do that on my own. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you. I need your help for that. I need you to help me come through on that. So therefore, again, the fact that I can't even guarantee the payment of the debts all the more so highlights the idea that I should not demand the collateral. So this brings an end to Perek Vav. And the idea, remember, this entire Perek is really focused on the last point in Perek in the fifth chapter, namely the idea that it's so tempting to say, I'll work on spirituality once all of my material needs are taken care of. And all material needs means present needs and future needs. The Mechaber highlighting to us, just understand when you do that, you're effectively asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for collateral. And we've now gone through the seven reasons why it doesn't make any sense to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for collateral, to ask him for collateral for future parnasa, for future financial security. Rather, as long as I have what I need right now, that should give me the chizik, the strength, and the ability to plow forward in my current and contemporary spiritual development as well. Mazel tov on the completion of the sixth chapter, and wishing everyone a good and Shabbos.